Is what you see what you get?
From your personal life to maybe even your business, what's in a brand? And this is Chick to Chick.
You know, Flora, when times got a little crazy recently and we were thinking about what we wanted to do with Chick to Chick, one of the things you and I were trying to figure out is branding. And what does that mean, especially going forward with some of the new things that we had to adapt to?
That is a new buzzword, branding, especially when we're talking about businesses, and you hear it a lot. What's your brand? And, you know, I wanted to know what exactly does that mean? Because when we say that, what's your brand? We're not talking about a brand of cereal, and we're not talking about a brand of shoes or a brand of clothing. It goes way beyond that when you say, what's in a brand?
Joining us today, we have Shannon Confair. She's a branding strategist and a photographer. The two go together so well. You know, we have worked with you before, Shannon, and I never understood the value of a brand. So for anybody who's not sure what it means, the whole branding concept, how about if you give us just a little 411 on what that is?
Yeah, so a lot of times when people hear the word brand, they think of fonts, logos, colors, all of the visual branding. And really that is just the tip of the iceberg. Your brand strategy is really your story of who you are and what sets you apart from everybody else doing exactly what you're doing. You know, it's really how you leave your mark in the world.
Why is it so important for a business or a company to have a brand, and how are they able to use that to connect with customers and clients?
Yeah, so it's so important because I think in today's world, we are competing with so much noise out there. Everything and everyone is trying to grab your attention. And as a business, as an entrepreneur, or even a professional, you want to be front, you know, top of mind for your potential clients and for your clients. And so your brand is what allows you to do that. It allows you to create that connection. It allows you to share your story. And it really allows you to stand out in a crowded marketplace.
Well, and standing out in a crowded marketplace seems like it's great for pre-COVID and maybe when COVID is over. But for people who are reinventing right now, they have to have a different business model and they really have to shift a focus. Why is it so essential to really focus on branding?
See, I think this is when it is the most essential. For anybody who has been building, especially a personal brand up until this point, even if you have to pivot and you have to do things a little differently than you've done in the past, your audience is going to follow you because people become loyal to you. They want to know more about you. They want to stay in your story. They want to stay involved. And so as you evolve and change, your audience is going to follow you if you've done a good job of building your brand. And if you, you know, haven't done that so far, it's never too late to start.
Well, you use an interesting word, and we keep hearing this word pivot, and we've all had to pivot in this COVID era, so to speak. And we had to pivot what we were doing, that we're now doing our podcast via Zoom. And I would love for you to talk about how you had to pivot your photography business. You took some amazing pictures of us. We loved it. And now what do you do? What have you had to do and how did you pivot, Shannon?
Yeah, so really before this year, my business was based honestly about 90% on traveling to my clients all over the world. And obviously COVID hits, I can't travel anymore. At first I was not sure what I was going to do. And even locally I couldn't shoot because, you know, we had to social distance and not be around each other. And that's when the idea of doing virtual photo shoots came into play. So it was not my original idea, but I saw somebody did a maternity shoot virtually and I was intrigued, but I wasn't sold yet. I'm like, it's not going to be good enough quality for my clients. You know, it's not going to match what I normally do. But then I had a client specifically request like, hey, can we try this and see how it goes? So I decided to give it a try and it was a hit. Actually, I am booking them weekly. I'm booking a ton of these sessions. I'm making it a part of my core offerings that I will be offering now and into the future. And I even have clients putting me on retainer to do multiple sessions a month. So they have fresh updated content all the time for their social media.
That is so cool. I know when I was explaining it to Flora, she's like, I still don't get it.
I still don't get it. But can you explain it, Shannon, how you do it?
Yeah, because they whittle it down for someone who's even listening and not watching to be able to understand, because you could do this for them from wherever.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I'm still, you know, working with clients all over. So I have clients from South America that I've done these shoots for, California, Colorado, like New York, everywhere. We're doing these shoots and right from the comfort of my own home. So basically we get on FaceTime and I tell you how to position your camera. I pose you still just like I would in person. I can do some coaching before the photo shoot to help you figure out, you know, what photos you need and what that would look like. And then I take the pictures on my end. I edit them and I get them back to you within 24 hours.
That's crazy. That's crazy. And they're good quality. And what can you use these photos for?
Yeah. So I tell everybody, the disclaimer is they're not as good as in-person photos. Like the quality is not going to be the same. However, I have been pleasantly surprised because I'm a stickler for quality. And if my name's going to be on something, like it needs to look good because that's part of my brand, right? What I'm putting out there. I've been really pleasantly surprised at the quality of the photos, especially I will say for iPhone users, much better quality than any other phone that I've worked with. People are using them for social media. They're using them even on their websites, which I wasn't planning on at first, you know, but it's evolving, it's changing. And I'm learning more and more how people can really use these types of sessions to their advantage.
So for people who are listening in and they're intrigued now, what tips do you have? Because quite honestly, for the different things that I do between Chick to Chick, the organization that I'm also running and a couple other side hustles that I have, branding feels intimidating. It can feel really intimidating. So what are some tips that you can give folks who are interested in really focusing on their brand?
Yeah. So a couple of things, especially if you're a multi-passionate entrepreneur like you are, Carrie, your personal brand serves as the umbrella for everything else you do. So here's your personal brand. Here's Chick to Chick. Here's your, you know, foundation. Here's everything else that falls under it. So people are going to know you. They're going to remember you from your personal brand. And then you can have as many other things going on. But what I do suggest to my people when I'm helping them create their own brand strategy is, you know, each brand is going to have each unique brand under your personal brand is going to have its own audience. It's going to have, you know, its own language that goes into it. But all roads lead back to you. So I really encourage people to focus on building a personal brand. Even if you're a professional, like a lawyer, a realtor, somebody in direct sales, direct marketing, it's especially important for you because and me as a photographer, I mean, hey, everybody knows probably a dozen photographers in their life. There's a lot of great photographers out there. So I had to figure out how to differentiate myself in order to build my brand to where it is.
All right. Shannon, if people want more information or if they want to get in touch with you to get help with their brand, or even if they want to do some of these photos that you're doing virtually, how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah. So I'm shannonconfair.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram if you just search Shannon Confair. Really easy to find.
Excellent. Great information. Very useful information. And we're just so happy that you were able to join us today. Thanks, Shannon.
Thanks, Shannon. Thanks so much for having me.
As usual, our guest, Shannon Confair, had some really great information and some help for businesses. And even as she said, in your own personal life, what's your brand? I love the fact that she has figured out how to continue with her photography business and taking these pictures virtually. I think that's really smart.
Well, and the people who are really interested in doing that, it's like people are starting to really appreciate the ideas and the values behind setting yourself apart and making yourself, like she was saying to me, that overall umbrella of a brand and what that means. And it's really important. And I think it's something that I didn't really quite understand until we were able to really talk to her about it.
Yeah, the branding, and it speaks volumes about who you are and what your business is all about, and then connecting with your customers to develop that loyalty. So it's a new concept, and it's, again, we've got to change our thinking and continuously evolve as things continue to change around us.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we always enjoy the things that you want to hear from us. Things are always evolving. So if there's something that you want to hear, why don't you just go to chick2chick.com, click contact, and ask us a question. We will be happy to entertain whatever you have to say.
And when you go to chick2chick.com at the top and you see that contact, you can also let us know what you want to hear us chirp about. Send us a suggestion. We'd love to hear from you. And we will be back next week to chirp about another topic.